Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Charlemagne the God has been entertaining the masses on the airwaves and on podcasts for years now. He's known to be incredibly unfiltered, uncensored, and unconcerned about whose toes he may step on. Over the years, he's clowned rappers for everything from criminal charges to their bad hair transplant.
My shit good. My shit gonna grow.
Nick, come over here.
But over time, his persona has begun to morph into something calculated, with corporate interests stepping in the way of what were once his honest opinions. And as if that wasn't bad enough, he's also stood by some shady occurrences in the culture that leaves people wondering if he's on the level, or if all the most distressing rumors about him might just be true. All of these issues have added up, and to many viewers, Charlemagne is now seen less as a commentator and more as a cultural problem. Back in the day, Charlemagne could be counted upon for a few things. Being totally out of pocket.
Yeah, I talk about it on the album.
Who the hell raped your sisters?
Oh man, I don't want to get into that.
To the point that he leaves rappers in tatters.
Kind of called me homophobic without even watching an interview, and I was like, I didn't even say that. And then for him to just out his mouth be like, yo, who raped your sister? Like, that fucked me up. And I actually held on to that for like 6 years, man. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this isn't healthy. And I'm talking to my therapist about it. And I put it on a record. I talk my shit on a record, right? You know what I mean?
And calling out what he felt was detrimental to hip-hop culture, including moments like when Lil Mama hopped on stage next to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
But you're an actual musician. You actually have, I guess, some type of talent. Like, you did have a little buzz going at one point.
Definitely have talent. And
but what have you done lately, though? This is a what have you done for me
what
now
have
type
you,
of industry.
What have you done lately?
Okay. I'm the host of one of the top rated morning shows in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm doing my thing.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
You know that.
You know? And if your face was the Bible, it would be the Old Testament.
You play too much, I swear.
Yeah, you got to show and prove by actions and deeds, not words and lip service. You haven't put out no music in a long time. People know you for playing yourself, walking up on stage with Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Charlemagne, seriously.
That's
cut
the
this
truth.
Out. Cut this out.
During his reign of terror as the number one media personality in the game, he used to be the one making rappers crash out, leading to him creating endless classic moments and memes in the process.
I want to start this shit off straight, telling all three of y'all stop playing with my name.
Let's go on there. Let's go.
Let's do it on camera.
Nigga, when my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name.
He done cursed us out. Tell him, get it off your chest, Birdman.
I said it already.
So why come here?
I did it already. I wanted to see you. I wanted to talk to you on your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me?
So what's
no
the
shit,
issue?
No sugar. Ain't no issue. If it was an issue, you'll feel me. I just come to let y'all know, stop, put some respect on my name.
But in recent years, there has been a shift in Charlemagne. Gone is the king of shock value segments, and in its place is a man who seems to be more of a politician than he ever was before. Not to mention a published author who is a mental health advocate overseeing his own Black Effect podcast network alongside iHeartRadio. And that's not all he's become. Because to some people, much of his recent takes have been sketchy, with one situation even leading to claims that he's a hypocrite who's taking sides against the hip-hop culture that he's previously went to war defending. Among all the questionable choices that have damaged his reputation, few stand out as much as letting a friend off the hook for behavior he wouldn't have tolerated from anyone else. In the wake of the confrontation between Kendrick Lamar and Andrew Schultz, there are questions being raised over Charlemagne's selective moral compass. Since the outset of the Kendrick and Drake beef, it's fair to say that Charlemagne has made it known what side he's on. In the wake of Dot's victory, Charlemagne has regularly applauded Kendrick's attempts to change the culture.
I don't believe the record is just about Drake. I think he's talking about just the culture, you know, people in the world, society, the
media,
industry,
TV.
Media. And I'm going to tell you something, Kendrick, you're going to drive yourself crazy, okay? The only thing you can do is continue to be the change you want to see in the world, because this ain't stopping no time soon.
That's right.
It's just not. You know me, we're too far gone. Like, God himself would have to come back. And even then,
people wouldn't believe it.
They would not believe it. Triumph could start, Wu-Tang Triumph could start playing, and a big toe could come from the sky, and Jesus himself could come down, and they would make him have to prove himself.
That's right.
All the while, clowning Drake at every opportunity.
All I'm saying, Aubrey, is stop acting like you haven't been the beneficiary of record label tricknology, okay? You being a whole hoe simply because you lost. Simply because Kendrick Lamar kicked your ass lyrically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And anybody acting like this is anything more than Drake's feelings being hurt, you a hoe too. A OV hoe to be exact, okay?
In fact, he even predicted that Drizzy would go down the legal route in a moment that reminded people of his heyday and praising him for his foresight.
One, what is the next move for Drake?
Lawsuit.
No!
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What the fuck is gonna sue? Listen, Drake is half white. Drake mama side of the family is like, oh no, Aubrey. No. This man is out here calling you a pedophile.
Listen,
there's probably people at Nike. There's probably people at Universal. There's people that got real vested interest in Drake. That is a multi-billion dollar entity. Yeah. They're like, you gotta protect your name. Fuck all that rap shit. Call your cousin, who's the lawyer.
He's not suing.
This is worth bragging about. See the God was the only person I heard predict this angle, and with such conviction too. And unfortunately, all that good work has been done on account of his refusal to hold shows to account on either his comments about black women that started the beef in the first place, or his claims that he'd have his way with Kendrick. Ever since the scenario initially came to light, Charlamagne has basically been co-signing Schultz's narrative.
I agree that if you're a comedian, but you have the license to make jokes about any and everybody. Since when do we police comedians? And by the way, if you don't like the jokes, you have every right to say it. You can rap about it. You can protest about it. You can be offended. You can tweet about it. You can do all of that shit. If Andrew was a person who only was constantly making jokes about one group of people, it would be different.
100%. Yeah. Like, if we're all sitting here being honest, and anybody even online that knows anything about me is being honest, you don't believe that.
You're equal opportunists.
Exactly. It's like you've seen me make fun of everybody. And not only do I make fun of everybody, I'm going to your house to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I made...
What they don't believe about you?
What's that?
What are you saying? Like, they don't believe what?
Did I have sex with Kendrick if he wants
Man,
that?
Man, shut the fuck up.
No, he's gonna get sexed up.
Granted, he did say that his issues with Kendrick could cause some problems, but he ultimately never stepped away from his side.
And I'm gonna tell you why I don't have a problem with none of it. Because Kendrick can say what he wants.
No, you're right. I'm not saying...
And he can't control how Schultz responds.
Exactly.
And Schultz can't control how Kendrick responds if Kendrick responds again. That's just the way the world works.
He hasn't responded again because he didn't mention your name.
Exactly. He knows better. What he should
Stop
say if he
that.
Wasn't talking about Stop me, that'd be the safest
no,
thing
you're
for
not
him.
Worth, you're
that'd
not worth the
what
mention.
What if we end up in a room
You're not
together.
Worth the mention.
And I put,
That's
his,
what he's
I put his feet in there.
He's saying you're not worth the mention.
What if
That's
I put his feet
saying.
In there? What if
want,
I put his feet in there?
You want him to slap the shit out of you.
How is he going
to
do that? Whose shoulder is he going to stand on?
They're going to fuck you up.
As the public scrutiny around the situation persisted, Charlamagne kept letting his longtime co-host get his shots off. He even permitted him to compare Kendrick to a female pop star.
The reality is like some, like this is how Kendrick really is the Taylor Swift of hip hop, in that no matter what he does, he's still the victim. No matter what, like, you know how Taylor's always the victim? Like, she's the biggest in music in history, yet she's a victim to the label. She's a victim to Scooter. She's a victim to her boyfriends, yet she's still the biggest in the world. He goes, you said what you said once, and you're crying about it.
Because they thought when you were on here talking about people leaving comments about your kids, it was you responding to that.
Because they didn't watch the episode.
Well, they also don't know when we take.
But his blinkered approach to the situation didn't stop there at all. He's even allowed Schultz to try and turn him against Kendrick by accepting a role that he was never cast in as one of the people that should have stopped him.
You understood why people were leaving comments, and you deserved it.
I never said I deserved it.
Well, you said you did what you did to Kendrick.
No.
And then they replied.
No.
What was it?
Stop, man. All of y'all are believing these fake-ass timelines.
I don't remember.
I got to deal with a propaganda machine.
What was it, though? What was it?
This is it. Kendrick drops the song.
Yeah.
Mentions me.
Yeah.
Mentions my friends. Says slide on his friends, which I assume are you and you.
No.
So wait. Which I assume are both of you.
Uh-huh.
Slide on the coons and the ones that are grooming, which I assume... You guys also think it's you because you're getting death threats. I'm getting death threats.
I never thought it was me.
Okay, that's fair. You never thought it was you. You have the ability to talk to them, right? They reach out to you to patch shit up real quick.
It's the Doodle and Laugh podcast.
Yes. But they, but
dude, who in last?
What's it called? You told me.
From there, he even backed up his tale that Kendrick's team leaned on him to smooth things over, or at the very least, didn't qualify or question it.
I don't know.
So Kendrick's people reached out to you to clarify. They're like trying to, we didn't want to say it, it actually came to you, and people are thinking this. They're doing their little due diligence with you, right? But nobody else knows that. They think it's you, and they think it's you. Y'all are getting death threats. I'm getting death threats. They post some pictures on my little kid. I haven't said anything. I'm filming my special. So 2 weeks, I don't say a single word. All of Kendrick fans are saying they're going to kill me, my family, my little daughter. They're commenting on the pictures of my 8-month-old daughter. It's fine. Whatever it is. This is internet shit. I don't say shit, right? I go, okay. It's like that. I'm a fucking man. All of Kendrick's fans go, how could you say that? Oh my God, you can't go there.
And just when it couldn't look any worse for him in terms of cultural credentials, he got in some light glazing for good measure.
My debates are about comedy.
Yeah.
My debates are about art. If you call me and you tell me shit like Andrew's a racist, he's a bigot.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You're not going to ever get me to buy into that. I know Andrew.
Yeah.
I've been, like, this isn't new. Like, yes. That's what people don't fucking realize.
Of
like, this
course.
Is a, this isn't a new podcast.
That's why this shit doesn't bother me. It's like, I've been hearing this shit forever. It's like,
exactly. So you're not going to get me with that. Now, what you will get my attention is if you say, Andrew's not funny. Right? That type is like, wait a minute now. Okay? Now I'm like, whoa. What do you mean? Right? So now we're having debates about that. And having
never been
about
said
that.
By anybody. Like, literally the clip that I posted with the Meek Mill Diddy joke, the Diddy's House shit from the Forum show in L.A.
Fire.
Everybody, all the people that are commenting now were dying laughing and sharing that joke.
The response to this performance from Charlamagne was swift, with any leeway that people have given him in the past quickly disappearing. Charlamagne is out here like Neo from The Matrix, dodging everything. If anything, Kendrick is probably looking at Charlamagne weird. How you always for the culture, but want to play it safe because Andrew is your friend. And for many people who've watched his journey throughout the years, this was the last straw for him that made them hope for exclusion. I really wish black people would stop tuning in to anything Charlamagne does or let him into black spaces. Andrew Schultz is a racist and trashed black women, and Charlamagne couldn't wait to get on his show to support him rather than checking him. Charlamagne treating Schultz's behavior this way has riled a lot of people up, not least of all because he's gone in on other people for a lot less. Don't forget how he previously came down on Post Malone for being a culture vulture, even though hip-hop as a whole accepted him in a way that Andrew has never been. As Post rose to fame, Charlamagne claimed that he copied Future. And when the rapper made a statement about hip-hop not being what he listens to in order to feel emotions, the Breakfast Club host gave him both barrels.
Then he don't respect the culture. Like, if he had more respect for the culture and actually appreciated hip-hop and talked like he appreciated hip-hop, I would probably respect him more. But when he says shit like, when you want to feel something, don't listen to hip-hop, fuck out of here. We don't listen to your hip-hop when we want to feel something.
In the aftermath, this hit Post hard to the extent that he plunged him into a cycle of alcoholism.
He was called a culture vulture, a one-hit wonder.
How did that feel to you?
It sucked.
Yeah.
I was a kid.
How did you deal with it?
Drink a lot. Yeah.
Did you take it personally? Because I
absolutely. It's hard not to.
For this, Charlamagne would have never even dreamt of apologizing. So the fact that he'll let Andrew slide with what he said seems inherently inconsistent. But when you put their two offenses side by side, Schultz is infinitely worse. The only thing is that he isn't making a bag with him. Now, Charlamagne's behavior can't be taken at face value anymore. And for around a year now, the inconsistencies in his character have been leading him to get roasted on the Brilliant Idiots subreddit as former supporters debated when he lost them. And in those words from fans, you can see all the ways that they've begun to lose patience with him and the inconsistencies that sparked it. Passive-aggressive bullying bullshit after saying he's a changed man. When he started showing oblivious bias and caping for his celebrity friends. Back in the day, Charlamagne prided himself on not being industry. Those days are gone. I'm still a fan, he just doesn't have the same influence over my attention anymore. The things about him that used to seem genuine, even if it was him being an asshole, don't feel that way anymore. From diluting his words to acting rashly even after he's allegedly reformed, there's plenty for fans to take issues with. But much as was the case with Schultz, the concept of Charlamagne sacrificing his integrity rather than critiquing those he's had dealings with is beginning to become a problem. Because while those criticisms about his issues with Schultz are easily ignored, some of his statements and approaches to other scandals have left an alarming trail that are less likely to fly under the radar these days. Among those he's given a little more patience and understanding to than most people feel they deserve is Diddy. Over the years, the two frequently collaborated across The Breakfast Club, Revolt, and more. And Charlamagne has been weirdly gracious towards him. Even before it all went south for Puff, Charlamagne already gave him some treatment that he likely wouldn't accept from anyone else. For example, he accepts being chewed out by him over a joke in a way that he wouldn't if it came from someone less influential.
I never forget, you know, Diddy yelling and screaming at me. This is before I even recognized truly, you know, the power, you know, that the platform was commanding. This is when he dropped the Last Train to Paris album. And I gave him Donkey of the Day for that album, right? I'm like, yo, this shit is shake weight music. You know what I mean? Once again, being an asshole. Because people love that album, right? But I'm just fucking with him. And he came to the station hot, like, go out the back door, Charlamagne, type shit. And I remember when I finally had a conversation with Diddy about it, Sean Prez put us on the phone. And Diddy was like, bro, you can't do that on my first week. He said, I'm a big boy. You know, I can take criticism with the music, but not on my first week. When I'm trying.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Trying to get these first week numbers up. You know, you come out and you know shit on my project like this, people might not even go check for the project. And that was one of the first times I was like, oh shit, he's right, you know?
If that had happened with anyone else, Charlamagne would have called it out publicly without hesitation. But when it comes to powerful figures in hip hop, he tends to tread more carefully, even if they've already fallen from grace. Because these days, Charlamagne is coming under fire for what some people see as his attempts to avert putting the blame directly on Puff for his actions.
The issue is domestic violence.
Yep, right.
The issue is exactly what I just said about, you know, men not going to do the proper work on themselves, and they're dealing with a lot of pain and a lot of hurt and unhealed trauma, and they're projecting that pain and that hurt on the other people. The issue is patriarchy, right? Because as long as you have a system where men feel superior to women and they're dealing with that pain and they're dealing with that hurt, mm-hmm. they're going to project that, you know, we're going to continue to project that onto our women.
Straight away, this attempt to shift some of the blame away from Diddy on a major platform like The View quickly sparked backlash, drawing criticism from longtime listeners and even people unfamiliar with his usual content. He's full of it. You have to talk about the person as well and how everyone enabled him, the pursuit of money and fame, etc. Charlamagne won't say a negative word about Diddy, not on The View, not on his show. Makes you wonder. Speaking of his show, The Breakfast Club is another outlet where he appears to be going out of his way to let Puff's responsibilities slide.
I just really can't wrap my mind around someone having so much to lose and moving the way he was moving. It just makes me think that man doesn't have not one single solitary friend around him. Because if you worth $1 billion, you got kids, you got all these employees, all it takes is one person to say, hell no, get these guns away from him. No, you're not getting no prostitutes. You're getting a girlfriend. Actually, you need a wife. But somebody should have been there to tell Sean Combs to grow up. Or maybe he didn't listen because he's too far gone off drugs, alcohol, and booty.
Well,
all types of booty. Women like booty, said, men booty, 72 gender identities. Did he seem like he wanted to try every Jesus. Flavor?
But I would say this. It had nothing to do with the money. It's just you just
what
don't have
about
a friend.
The booty?
Why are you stuck on his booty?
In turn, these comments have further damaged his credibility. What has happened to the voice of Charlamagne has to be studied. Like, dude's takes be so flat and disingenuous now. This is the same dude that wouldn't dare say anything when the first civil suits were coming down. Now he has an opinion. Shaking my head. Now, if it was just Diddy that he was intent on defending, or at least copping pleas for, then maybe it wouldn't look so bad. But it's not. Because in recent times, he shot Hove bail too before the facts of what was going down could even come to light.
Well, good for Hov. I'm glad Jay-Z responded just like that, because this has been going on for too long. It is a grift. These accusers go to these lawyers with all these salacious claims. The lawyer will put more sauce on the salacious claims. They reach out to your team and say, if you don't settle with us, we're going to go public with these claims. They'll tell you that they're going to hold a press conference. We're going to do interviews. And a lot of people settle because they don't want the bad press.
Once again, this unreserved protection of a famous and powerful entity in hip-hop had people wondering where his integrity went. Wow, you would think that Charlamagne would recognize that he's been on a losing streak, judgment-wise, for a hot minute. When those checks stopped clearing, Jay-Z had fired him before. He sucked his dick ever since. Harsh as that last sentence sounded, it may go some way to explain why Charlamagne is a little wary of tangling with those who have much more clout and capital than him. Because, as they suggested, he has felt Hov's wrath before, back when he was working for a Philly radio station. While still on the come up, Charlamagne decided to publicly endorse a diss track aimed at Jay from Beanie Siegel.
This is when Beanie Siegel had a beef with Jay-Z. That was like when Twitter first started. And I remember seeing all these tweets about Beanie Siegel dissing Jay. The first tweet I saw was from Fabulous. And Fabulous was like, y'all never thought I'd see the day when Beanie Siegel dissed Jay-Z. And I was like, what? And then K-Slay had played the record. So I heard it. And I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, yo, I just reached out to a couple people I knew in Philly. Like, yo, I got to get Beanie Siegel on the phone this morning. And he called up. And he just kind of like aired Jay out for like 30, 40 minutes.
So where did this whole situation stem from? Because I'm going to be honest with you,
Bean. The whole situation did stem from, like, I got the Young Gun calling my phone because Jay-Z's only paying them $1,200 a show when they had to split it at the end of the day.
Although it probably didn't seem like a big deal at the time, it was enough to have his opportunity snatched away.
I was supposed to move into my new townhouse in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Me and my wife had already packed up everything. The apartment was clean. I had clothes and stuff in my car. I already had put down the security deposit. And that Beanie Siegel interview played on that Thursday, went viral that Thursday night, played it back Friday morning. Monday, come into work. Boogie D, who was the program director at the time, called me in the office and was like, we're moving in another direction.
Maybe whether it's completely down to this because of some other...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Desire to gravitate towards power, it's obvious that he's a lot less likely to come at someone who are perceived as being a superstar at the top of their game. For one thing, just look at his questionable comments about R. Kelly from back in 2010. Furthermore, R. Kelly has the best celebrity sex tape of all time. R. Kelly looks 20-something. The fountains of youth clearly can be found within teenage vagina. Now, you might be saying, Luesta, that was back in 2010 when edgy humor was way more common than it is now. And you know, that's all well and good. But unfortunately for Charlamagne, it's part of a pattern of behavior that maybe explains why he's never one to go too hard on people accused of sexual misconduct. Since the beginning of his career, Charlamagne's wild comments have often generated headlines. Whether it was tweets like, if I took penitentiary chances dating you when you was underage, you owe me at least 2 years of sex, or straight up harassing a woman and objectifying them to their face.
Like, I got $6. Can I see what that mouth do though for $6? How much you got in me? $26.
No.
You let me and Emmy run a train on you right now.
What can you get for $26? You can buy me a drink for $26.
Whoa.
Can we slip something in your drink, then take advantage of you?
Depends on how sly you are.
Oh, okay.
At times, it seems to be played for laughs. But on other occasions, it's gotten a lot darker. Because for every incident where he's sniffing chairs...
I sniffed your chair last time you was
You're
here.
You're a sick person.
I know. I did.
Thank you, guys.
J-Lo just left.
There are other situations where his words and actions have been so inappropriate that they can't help but cause genuine concern over who this man really is.
I keep telling y'all, I've told y'all this over and over, it's a lot of things that guys did, especially when we were young, that were that we just didn't consider rape. And I'm married to my wife. Me and my wife dated for a whole year. She would not give me no pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and my wife hung out one Saturday night and she got sloppy drunk and passed out of my mama's house and I got that pussy.
No!
Damn, why she was passed out?
Yes, I mean, she was
walking me back and all that, but she was really drunk. So I asked her yesterday, I was like, yo, did I rape you the first time we ever had sex? And she looked and she goes, I mean, in hindsight, yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that. After these comments about his wife went viral, Charlamagne tried to walk it back by giving himself the most dubious honor his show has to give.
Why am I giving myself donkey today? Because I feel stupid that I am just now realizing that a lot of us men in America have been raised on culture. So my brothers, if we are being morally honest with ourselves, if you are a certain age like I am, you was born in the late 70s or 80s or hell, older than that, you are absolutely positively raised on culture. I feel bad and extremely dumb that I didn't realize this earlier in my life. I don't care if it was. I look at some of the things I used to say to women in interviews here on The Breakfast Club, and I'm like, bruh, you was wildin'.
But as much as these incidents have had him playfully labeled as a menace to society, they really tarnish his reputation when you consider his legal battle with Jessica Reed. This case, in which he's accused of interfering with her when she was just 15, dates back to 2000.
What's the wildest shit you ever did, like, after, like, since you gained fame with, like, either groupies, or
I don't do that shit. Hell, I'm scared of that kind of shit. I done had a charge before.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah, I'm scared of that kind of shit. I don't even play them.
You got, like, a charge? How you beat that?
Because I didn't do it. It was a criminal sexual conduct with a minor charge.
That mean you would have...
She got drunk, high, whatever. Something happened in the room with a couple of my dudes. I'm asking them, did they mess with the chick, you know, after the fact, after she pressed charges? And they was like, no. But they was like, yo, she's bugging. I remember the night of, they was like, yo, she's in here bugging out. She's kicking over the TV and she's trying to set shit on fire. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I had left. So the next morning, I'm hearing she said she got... So I go to the hood to ask what happened. They like, yeah, you know, my cousin who had got the scholarship, yeah, he's in jail now. Which means he's in jail.
And in this retelling of the event, he was the scapegoat rather than the man behind it.
So I'm like, I take full responsibility for everything. You know, I bought the alcohol. They was like, well, you're not even of age to buy alcohol. And I'm like, well, how'd you get it? Well, I got a crackhead to get it for me. You know, whatever.
See, we're not there copping out pleas with
you. Yeah, they had to do shit.
Damn.
So 2 weeks later, they come and arrest me for criminal conduct. So I had to get blood and hair follicles.
Off you going down there to initially explain it?
They ain't had nobody else depending on.
But as is often the case with Charlamagne, this is another scenario where people aren't sure whether he's telling the truth. Or at the very least, he's not handling it right. The way he tells the story is telling. Complete and utter disregard for Jessica, almost trying to make it sound comedic. He's lying, you can tell. This has been a lengthy legal battle.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Which has had its ebbs and flows over the years, in the process casting a shadow over everyone involved for a long time. For over 2 decades, plaintiff Reed has tried to live with the horror of what happened to her at the ripe age of 15. Said her lawyer, this court has the power to grant plaintiff Reed some justice under the current terms of the statutes, leaving any unintended consequences for the legislature to sort out. In the prosecution's version of events, Charlamagne allegedly gave her a drink, and soon after, she felt dizzy and fell. Reed stated it felt as if her legs gave out. She insists that he laughed when she collapsed and told his friends to take her ass upstairs. She says she was assaulted by 2 men. Further, she alleged Charlamagne took her to another room and raped her. But thankfully for Charlamagne, he has been vindicated in a court of law several times now. The documents showed I did everything in my power to fully cooperate with authorities before this case was ultimately dismissed. But I cannot take responsibility for a crime that I did not commit. I am praying for healing for the victim, and I am committed to using my platform that God has blessed me with to do as much good as I possibly can for the rest of my life. He even won a libel suit after he wrote about it in one of his books. But as they say, mud sticks. And with both the allegations and some of his antics, there are plenty of people who can't let it go, including Funk Flex, who will still bring it up at every available opportunity.
There's a scammer looking at a file all morning long, and a pedophile
looking at a scammer all day long. You two ain't for the music business. All of that fake mental health, all of that fake, I'm trying to help people get real estate. You're a crook, you're a thief, and you're a scammer. And your man's a pedophile. He puts drugs in drinks for women. But let me tell you why they're not going to fire you. Because if they fire you, that company takes on every lawsuit and they're going to lose. Because they're going to say, you fired him so you knew he was a dirtbag. So they're going to leave you there. So they don't got to pay them lawsuits.
But as much as some things stay the same for Charlamagne, there are other things that have changed in terms of how he's viewed by both hip-hop and in how he presents himself. And while some of them might have been good for his pockets or profile, when you consider them with everything else, they really haven't helped his standing in the culture. To begin with, there's the fact that many believe he claims to be spreading mental health awareness while actively bullying others. Back in 2018, he began to bill himself as an anxiety advocate with his book, Shook One. In it, he opened up about his struggles with anxiety and outlined steps to conquer those fears while offering readers a path to overcome the anxieties holding them back. But despite how he's attempted to recast himself, he's still been doing some pretty heinous stuff. Namely, bullying a man who was once supposed to be his friend in Tyrese Gibson when he was going through a tough time.
All right, Tyrese, you are the prime example of talk much and they think you're a fool. Be silent and they become curious. Try being silent and maybe people will start becoming curious about something other than your mental meltdowns. All right, we're not going to be curious about no movies. We won't be curious about no music because you keep talking too much, reminding us that you are indeed a devil damn fool. Please give Tyrese Gibson the biggest hee-haw, please.
To say that fans were shocked at how hard he went at him would be an understatement, but no one was more shocked about it than the R&B singer and Fast and Furious star.
Charlamagne was clever because he knew that they've been going at me for 5 years and I've responded only a few times publicly, and they knew that we was going to have that conversation. So everybody that's speaking to the same thing that I've spoke to, you're this voice, you've got books, you're this champion, outspoken man that represents all things mental health. I feel like I know y'all enough to have some type of an expectation of you guys to just have a heart and just simply be able to say, man, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to come home to an empty house, no wife, and your child get taken from you while you're out of town. Just have a heart, do your job, talk your shit. I get it. Never lose sight of mental health. I've lost count of the amount of times that he's contributed to the stresses in and around my mental health from being insensitive or just deciding to talk about a man that he actually knows. The moment that he said, I should box you in your mouth or whatever, it took everything in me to stay seated in that seat.
Once again, this left people disgusted with his conduct, leading many to view his rebrand as a mental health advocate as nothing more than a facade. The way Charlamagne acted with
time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Tyrese confirmed for me that all the mental health talk was just that, only talk. He was just trying to sell a book. While this might put a few people off from buying his book, that really isn't the real problem at hand here. It goes much, much deeper than that. Because when your word is not your bond, and what you portray is different from what you do, it's gonna lead to a downturn in respect. And in recent years, there's been a real snowball effect with that. Because, to put it mildly, he's been getting clowned for years. One man who's refused to take his foot off Charlamagne's neck as of late is Joe Budden. When Charlamagne was once the more prominent media kingpin, Joe has now leaped over him in every way. And with every shot he takes at Joe for his perceived mismanagement of his staff and self-destructive nature, Joe is all too happy to remind him that while Budden is a media conglomerate of his own, Charlamagne is still working for the man. Because even his own podcast network is in his name only.
Charlamagne, let me help you.
I know that you have this healthy obsession with me. I know that you think we are competing. You might also think that we're fighting the same fight. You would be sadly mistaken in all three of those. Charlemagne, you're not gonna get it because I own this. My most valuable, my most powerful, my most accomplished asset, I own it. Ownership. You see all these black people running around preaching ownership, ownership, ownership? There's a reason for it. You, my friend, work for iHeart and have for 10 years.
And in Joe's mind, Charlemagne is now actually less relevant than his former protege.
So that he got
Oh, I'm not arguing with nobody that's the B mic on their show. If it's your show and you the B mic, shut the fuck up. I'm not arguing. You've taken yourself out of Pod Wars.
Do you really feel this way?
He's 100% the B mic.
Okay.
When he's sitting next to Schultz on his show. He's the B mic.
Oh, next to okay.
He's the B mic. He down, the show down, stock is down, all that shit is down. You down.
Beyond Joe overtaking him as the most prominent and controversial voice in hip-hop commentary, another issue lies in the overly polished and sanitized image Charlemagne projects these days. Nowadays, he panders, always looking for the next bag and refusing to step on toes.
Why are you jumping to sex, though? You don't even know her. You gotta get to know her and court her and, you know, see if y'all are compatible. She might not even want to give you nothing.
Right. Bro, what happened to you?
What do you mean? I've always said that.
While this alone could mean that rappers just don't have to be afraid of him anymore, it's coupled with a whole host of L's that he's taken. Because at times, the formerly unpredictable host has been neutered by others like Birdman. But Baby is just one example. Let's not forget Fredo Starr having him shook too.
This your radio station.
Cause you know why?
This your block, nigga.
You know why? Cause I know it was an ambush.
You got ran off your own block.
I don't know what them guys had planned. So I had to get out the way.
You got ran off your own block, man. It's all good though.
It happens. It happens to the best of them.
Niggas get pussy sometimes, nigga.
Why we got an issue, bro?
Because you brought some shit up that I ain't like, nigga, and I don't like that. I ain't no bitch ass nigga.
I ain't say you was, but you
don't
said.
Don't play me like that.
Nigga. I don't know what you want me to do.
You
know
you can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. That's what I'm saying. You can't do nothing, big man. You
it's
can't
all
do
good.
Nothing, nigga.
It's all good.
I know
I
it's
so that.
Fucking good, nigga.
I ain't here for
nigga.
That.
Playing the garbage, nigga. Don't play me, nigga. My name is Fredro Starr. Do your Googles, nigga. What the fuck you gonna do, nigga?
And in hindsight, he even let Tekashi 6ix9ine get the best of him in a verbal exchange.
Yo, boy, it's not hard to find me.
Don't call me a boy, please.
If someone wanted to find me, they would have been found me. It's like, you know what
why
I'm saying?
I don't know these
they
niggas.
They your homie. Now you don't know.
No,
now
I don't
you
do that. Don't put me on.
Now
I don't
you
don't want to
get caught
niggas.
Up in it. I'll be trolling. You see how I get under his skin?
9ine's best-selling book. I've had hit TV shows. I executive produce a lot of TV shows. I got movies
coming
out.
To be honest, if it wasn't for this, I would have never heard about you.
When you look back, the writing on the wall has been there for a while when it comes to the audience reaching a breaking point with Charlemagne. Through this combination of factors, he was already skating on thin ice with a lot of people. Because if he's not the fearless individual he once was and has now filtered himself for one reason or another, then he was no longer as valuable. But with his handling of recent events, it's obvious that a lot of people feel that Charlemagne has sacrificed too much of what made him so vital to the discourse. And now, he might have trouble getting that essential quality which made him so important back then. Not to mention, undo all the damage left from those who feel he's staying in line and defending some of hip-hop's biggest villains just to keep the pressure off himself or stay on the right side of the power brokers in the culture.